this is one of my favorite topics because it happens every year, and every year people use this as a huge excuse.
Mm-hmm.
It's the holidays.
Yes.
So let's talk about real life ways to make being healthy and sane and feel good through the holidays.
Yes.
Any suggestions?
Well, I have several, and I know you do too. One of the things that I like to think about is, number one, if you are the one planning a holiday event, plan something that's not centered around food. Plan some other kind of activity, and I think that can be helpful. Maybe you get people together to make some kind of craft that you use as a gift. Whatever you do, make food not the focus. But you're not going to change the fact that most of the events that you go to are centered around food and alcohol.
And believe it or not, some people will be excited that it's not about food.
Right, right. Definitely.
Like, I want to go caroling.
Yes. It's perfect. So one of the things that I really like to do is kind of be more proactive in saying, let's plan something together. Hey, do you want to go caroling? Rather than wait for somebody else to plan something. And it's always, you know, making cookies or something like that. So I think that that's kind of step one. And then another thing that I run into a lot is sometimes I have multiple things planned in a day and everyone kind of expects me to eat the whole meal at everything. And I can't. I mean, I couldn't if I wanted to, but I sure don't want to. And so oftentimes on holidays, we will plan a coffee. So like a Thanksgiving Day coffee where people can come over and spend time just low pressure, hang out before they go somewhere else. So usually I try to make at least one thing with people that's not around the food. And then at the next place, let's say I have to go to more than one thing, I have the salad at the first place and then the turkey at the next place and maybe a dessert at the last place. So it's kind of spread it out over the whole day.
I think the bottom line here, though, is like you're saying, again, you're being proactive. You're saying, I'm going to make a plan. And then I think you have to tell those people in advance, hey, I've got to go to 3 different dinners today. Please don't be offended if I just have the salad here.
Yeah. And it's okay if you want to put a couple of bites of everything else on the plate. But if you do the whole thing at every place that you go, then it's a lot of calories. And I'm not even, you know how I feel about having a kind of a cheat day. I'm not that worried about you eating a lot of calories one day. The problem, it comes in with doing it again the next day and the next day and the next day, which is what I see people doing. It's not that they ate too much on Thanksgiving. It's that they derailed because they felt so gross from eating all that food that the next day they eat junk food and then the next day until they get off track and then another event comes up. So I think that a lot of people, and you see this too, I'm sure, that when people start to feel like they've lost control, instead of just saying, okay, it's the day after Thanksgiving, I'm going back to my plan, they spiral out of control into complete failure.
That's what I'm talking about. The holiday season sometimes happens to us.
Yeah.
Like we have no choice but to just be gluttons and throw all caution to it. And of course, then we do feel bad. And like you said, when you feel sick and you've got those sugar cravings going on, and you're out of balance, it's really easier.
Yeah.
To reach for that thing again. So that all or nothing thinking is probably something that we could consider in our morning meditation.
It is definitely something to think about in morning meditation. And I still talk to people who say, okay, that's a nice idea that I'm going to go and, you know, look at all the mashed potatoes and eat a salad, but that's probably not going to happen. So another thing that I suggest is you take things that have bulk, like a vegetable dish or something to kind of fill up your plate. And also think about getting yourself a little bit more full before you go. So, for example, sometimes I'll have people put cucumber and flax seeds in the blender with some water and drink a bottle of that before they go in somewhere because you kind of feel full and hydrated from doing something like that. And then it's harder to stuff yourself. You feel a little bit satisfied. And so if you need tools like that or if you need to have a fiber drink before you go somewhere or if you need to even use an herb like Jemima to reduce your ability to taste sweets and carbs so that even if you try to eat them, you won't enjoy them anyway. Sometimes people that I see that know that they can't control themselves when the food is there can use those tools and eat less. We do eat quite a bit less when we've had fiber before a meal.
Okay, so the fiber and the drink, I like that you said with the flaxseed. But what's the herb?
Jemima is a really cool herb that you have to use it for it to work.
Okay.
But if you get it in a liquid form, if you put it on your tongue and try to eat a piece of dessert, it will taste like cardboard. It dulls your sweet receptors.
I want that. Is that legal?
It's legal, and it's good for you. It's not, there's nothing bad about it. It's in a lot of blood sugar control supplements that I use, because over time, if we take it orally, over time, we'll have a reduced interest in sweets anyway, and it really works.
Okay.
But the biggest benefit with Jemima, in my opinion, is if you go to an all-you-can-eat buffet. So if you just have to, you have to go to somebody's birthday, you're not skipping the birthday party, you know you're going to walk by and eat 15 pieces of pie. If you put that in your mouth, you will not eat that pie. You will hate every bite of it.
Because it just doesn't taste good.
It will not taste good.
How did I get to be 56 years old? I'm just learning about this.
Well, it's one of those things that it's kind of like, you know, the drug that makes it so that you get sick if you drink alcohol.
Yeah.
You have to take it. Because you can just say, well, I'm not going to take the pill and I'm going to drink the alcohol. If that concept completely solved the problem, nobody would be an alcoholic anymore. But it's great if you say, okay, I know when I go in that room, it's going to be really hard for me to keep from eating the food in that candy dish. Mm-hmm. It works. And you can buy it in a little bottle that you can keep in your purse. It doesn't have to be anything complicated.
Awesome. So planning ahead. Here's another thing. I think that the holiday season does derail people also because it's so busy.
Yes.
And so the exercise goes by the wayside and all the good intentions and maybe the morning practice. So I always ask my clients to put their exercise on the calendar in advance all the time, not just during the holidays. But now I would also ask them to put time for when they're going to the activities and not to overbook themselves.
Yes.
Because believe it or not, we have a choice about how many Christmas parties we go to.
We do. We do. It's true.
And then that way they can book also time for themselves.
Yeah.
Because the exercise or making a meeting or having, you know, time for your accountability partner, all of those things are really powerful grounding forces to keep you from going haywire.
Yeah, it's true. And I think that one of the things that we can think about is, like you said, an accountability partner, somebody to kind of stay on track with you through the holidays. As you know, I'm really big on accountability partners. I think it's so important to say, okay, I'm going to do this. And now that I've said it out loud, you're expecting me to do it. I feel like I have to follow through. And I think that that's really helpful. The other thing, and I don't know if we agree on this, but it's something that I've kind of done with people over time is, let's say I'm working with you and you've lost 25 pounds over a period of 4 months. And now the holidays are coming up and you plan to continue to lose that amount of weight every week. I might tell you, Tina, right now, my goal for you is that you don't gain this month. And so, because what I don't want to happen is that you don't lose and you quit. Because it is more challenging to lose in the winter, not just because of the food, but also because we don't get outside. Well, in the Midwest, we don't get outside as much. It's cold. There's not as much sunlight. There are a lot of things metabolically that can happen that can kind of slow down weight loss in the winter. So to plan for success, let's say, okay, most people will gain. I'm not going to gain, and that's a win. And if you lose, extra points. But right now, we're gonna kind of slow down on what our number on the scale goal is. What do you think about that?
I absolutely agree with you. And this, in my marketing, I always use this kind of flippant kind of thing. But I think the average weight gain is 7.5 to 10 pounds now.
Yeah, it's outrageous.
And so I already said, if you just don't gain any weight, you've really lost 7.5 pounds.
Right. Exactly. Exactly, because if you weren't gaining that every year, you wouldn't have so much to lose in the first place, because most people are gaining that, the majority of people are gaining that in the last, you know, 2 or 3 months of the year.
Yes, and just think about it this way, if you want to put it into context, if you did lose 7.5 pounds every year, you probably wouldn't have to worry about having to lose weight.
Yeah.
So it is a powerful thing to plan, but also to have tools and resources at your availability. And on that note, we are also having a healthy holiday cooking class with Caleb at Evolve Paleo. And so it's not going to be just recipes, it's going to be ways and strategies to prepare healthy foods, but also treats that you can take to people and that you can still eat.
Yeah. Yeah. One of the things that I really like to focus on is even just saying, okay, I'm still going to have the same type of meals that I normally have. So I'm not going to have, just because it's a holiday, I'm not going to have 9 carbohydrates with my meal. So I would still have the same ratios of protein and vegetables and sweet potato or carbohydrate or whatever at a holiday meal. So that's another thing to think about, is you can prepare really, really good food that you could learn from Caleb. You can prepare stuff and still have some of those treats and some of those special things, as long as it's in a reasonable proportion.
Right. So when you have your plate that you follow basically for the healthy lifestyle that you have,
yeah,
you just fit those different holiday dishes in that same plate.
Yeah, and for me, it's not a matter of thinking, oh my gosh, it's Thanksgiving, but I have to be on a diet. It's so programmed into me that I don't want to feel like a slug after I eat. I don't want to feel like my stomach's too full. I don't want to feel tired. I don't want to feel that way, that it's really easy to naturally say, okay, yeah, I want to try that, but I don't want to overdo it.
I think that is easier for some people, but it's not for me.
Yeah, I wasn't born that way. But
I'm still practicing. I'm going to meditate on that. But I'm really kind of still that kind of person that overeats and binges a little bit. But like, I use what you said a little bit earlier in a podcast, which is say, I don't want to feel like crap forever.
Yeah.
So I just feel kind of stuffed and gross that night. But you're not going to gain that much weight if you just cut it off. And then the next time might be in a couple weeks, or the next time I have, you know, Christmas at my house or something like that. But I do not diet on holidays.
No, and I mean, I think it's funny because I will say, I don't mean to make it sound like it's just, you know, I never do anything that's bad for me. My favorite thing every Thanksgiving for years was that at least one of my many, many plates would be an entire plate of mashed potatoes, as much as I could fit on one plate with gravy.
Sounds reasonable.
It's like just one entire plate. That didn't mean there weren't mashed potatoes on the other plates too. Just one whole plate. And then I tried to do it after I started making some dietary changes, and I was like, this is terrible. I felt so bad from doing it. And just over time, every year, that's gotten easier and easier to where it's just not worth it. But that's been, you know, almost 15 years in the making, where every year it gets easier.
Yeah. Well, I'm gonna hold that thought. I appreciate those tips. The bottom line is, make time for yourself. Plan ahead, limit your overwhelm by having a plan in advance, and, you know, just enjoy and celebrate on those days, knowing that it is one day out of 30, another one day out of the next 30. You're not doing 60 days of mindless eating.
Yeah.
With the excuse that it's the holidays.
Well, and that brings up a really good point, that just because I think I would like to plan my day out like that because I want to feel okay to spend time with people, I do think it's really important to say, okay, you know, I do like to stuff myself on Thanksgiving. I do want to eat all of that stuff. Then commit to it. Just do it and say, I will do this on Thanksgiving, and I won't feel bad, and I won't go through this process of self-hatred. I will do that. I will eat the entire plate of mashed potatoes, and then it's over. So if you know that that's something that you truly enjoy, just do it, and then don't do it the next day.
Yeah, I think it's proactive, just making a choice, owning it, and not, like, you know, beating yourself up about it and all the horrible mind games we do.
Yeah.
It's, you know, it's the holidays and it's food. It's not the end of the world.
It's not the end of the world. When I talk about planning for the holidays, I have a little thing that tells you how many calories are in the average holiday meal. So the average plate at Thanksgiving is going to be about 1,200 to 1,500 calories. So for a lot of people, if you're not exercising, that may be a good portion of your daily calories. And then you add some kind of drink and that's it. So it's not a big deal. But if you do it 3 or 4 times on Thanksgiving, and then the same thing on Friday, and then the same thing on Saturday, and the same thing on Sunday, and then by Monday, you're like, well, you know, I kind of had a bad weekend, I might as well just have donuts for breakfast. That's a lot of calories in a really short period of time. And if you think 3,500 calories per pound, that's how people gain that much weight. So it's not from one meal, and it's not from eating too much all day. It's from doing all of the leftovers and everything.
The bottom line is moving that locus of control to you and not the environment.
Yes.
And that's what the practice is about.
Yes, that is true.
Good luck, guys.